You're listening to the audio production of What Made Jesus Mad? Rediscover the Blunt, Sarcastic, Passionate Savior of the Bible by Tim Harlow, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Josh Childs. Forward read by Gabe Wicks. Forward. I've known Tim Harlow for a long time, and one of the things I appreciate about him is that he is a man of both strong convictions and extraordinary grace. This combination makes him one of my favorite people when it comes to talking about Jesus. He can challenge a person who grew up in church their whole life to see Jesus in a new way, while in the same breath compel someone who had never associated with church to examine the real Jesus. I'm not sure which category describes you. If the first, this book will challenge and maybe offend you. If the latter, this book will make you admire Jesus even if you're not sure you want to. I grew up learning about Jesus, but I wasn't introduced to the Jesus you'll get to know in this book. Instead, I was told about the flannelgraph Jesus. Flannelgraph Jesus is a favorite of the American church because he is soft and controllable. Flannelgraph Jesus doesn't get mad or say things that make you cringe. With flannelgraph Jesus, you can avoid those messy, uncomfortable Jesus stories that cause you to scratch your head and quickly skim over. After hearing the same stories of flannelgraph Jesus again and again, I started to wonder, is this the real Jesus? Was he just a nice person who gave gentle nudges in the right direction, always giving hugs and only occasionally smacking your hand if you disobeyed? Because that is also how I would describe my grandma. But if Jesus was as sweet and congenial as my grandma, why were people so threatened by him that they killed him? When you start to set aside your preconceptions about a flannelgraph Jesus and begin to understand that he was a revolutionary, it changes the way you live as his follower. Consider this book a garage sale of your religious ways. Maybe it is time for you to take an honest look at your life and let go of certain traditions or passed down interpretations that don't accurately reflect the life of Jesus. Maybe it's time to slaughter some sacred cows, throw them on the grill, and have a party, because Jesus didn't call you to live a flannelgraph life. Each chapter in this book helps you work through some of the religion that has kept you and others at a distance from Jesus. But it is going to require some brutal honesty and some humble self-awareness on your part. As you begin listening to this book, stop for a moment and consider if you really want to know the real Jesus. Not just the Jesus who comforts, but the Jesus who confronts. Not just the Jesus who brings peace, but the Jesus who provokes. Not just the Jesus who teaches, but the Jesus who gets mad. If you're tired of living a carefully curated and comfortable version of Christianity, then I invite you to dig your hands into the messiness of the gospel. The writer of Hebrews captures the essence of this book you're about to listen to. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. That's Hebrews 10:24. The Greek word for spur means to provoke and irritate. It isn't a word typically used in a positive context, but in this passage, it is calling us, at the very least, to be willing to make each other uncomfortable so we could look more like Jesus. There may be times when a phrase or a story in this book irritates you, or maybe even offends you, but I believe Tim's words about Jesus will spur you on to live a life that more accurately reflects the heart of Christ. If we want people to find and follow Jesus, then we have to be willing to remove the things that keep people from seeing him, even if it goes against our long-standing traditions. Hear me out. This doesn't mean watering down the message by any means, but it does mean accurately living it out and getting rid of what undermines it. After listening to this book, I'm convinced that there is nothing more important than to make it our aim to be mad about the things Jesus was mad about, and to be for the things Jesus was for. If that's truly the desire of your heart, then I believe you will love this book, even if you don't like it. Kyle Eidelman, best-selling author of Not a Fan and Don't Give Up.
For Charlie, Olivia, George, Caleb, and the grandchildren still to come, I dedicate this book to your generation, promising to do my best to leave the church to you in a way that would make Jesus happy. Introduction. Getting in the way of God's love. If Jesus ain't happy. We've got a magnet on our kitchen refrigerator that says, "If Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy." It's funny, because we all know it's true. I want to make one for the church that says, "If Jesus ain't happy, .. We're so used to Jesus being portrayed in such a gentle
Sample complete. Ready to continue?